Hello.
Hi, my name is S. Arnankun from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Awesome. And this is Shirley?
Yes.
Thank you. Charlie, yeah, we obviously English. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Yes.
Yes, somebody does.
Do
somebody
I work?
Does somebody works? Hold on. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Oh no.
Okay, thank you. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
50-50. 50-50,
thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
Hispanic, yes.
Yes? Are you of Hispanic, Latino,
yes.
Spanish? Yes, thank you. And what is your race? That's white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
White.
Thank you. And I have your age here as 41, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all to you. You can use any number between 0 and 10, fighting racism and discrimination. 0 to 10. How important is that to you?
Discrimination?
Yeah, fighting racism and discrimination from 0 to 10. How important is that to you?
10.
10, thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy, 0 to 10. How important is that to you?
Probably a 10 again.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable, 0 to 10.
Oh, yeah, that's important, 10.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse.
Do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino communities?
Oh, health outcome.
The same? Better?
Yeah.
About the same or worse? About the same?
No.
Okay, thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community? Getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Probably getting worse.
Thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. Here's the list. Marijuana and other cannabis products. Get in mind, ecstasy and other party drugs. Alcohol, vaping, opiates and fentanyl. Cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Which of the two do you think is the most negative, has the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community?
Alcohol and
You want me to read the list again?
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl, thank you. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Extremely or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each of me, if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Oral nicotine pouches.
No, not
at all. Familiar? No, okay.
Yeah, not familiar.
Okay, no problem. Heat not burn tobacco products.
No, not familiar.
Me neither. I don't even know what it is. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. But about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I'm going to read you this. More education in anti-tobacco advertising, introduction of smoke-free alternative cigarettes to the market, cost of smoking has gone up, more government restrictions and bans.
Hey, more education.
Thank you. A lot of people. Now I'm going to read you, we're almost done. Thank you so much for taking the survey. I really appreciate it. Now I'm going to read you 2 statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement B. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safe, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are. And promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be the immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risks to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Which of these statements do you agree with more, the statement A or B?
To B.
B? Is that strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I'd say it's the same, but I guess you can say more.
More harmful?
Well, I want to say it's the same, if not.
Well, somewhat less harmful, though, probably probably about the same,
yeah,
or somewhat more. Somewhat less harmful, right?
Yeah, okay. Somewhat less.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. Well, 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, or 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. When someone is overdosing an opiate, their lives may be saved by using another drug like Naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opiate death every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opiates, And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. 0 to 10, agree or disagree?
I agree. 10.
Strong, thank you. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products can save hundreds or dozens of lives, have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It is important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. 2 out of 10, agree or disagree?
I agree.
10, strongly agree?
Yeah, 10.
Thank you. Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying that they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke. And we should continue to educate everyone on the risks of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. 2 out of 10, agree or disagree?
I agree. 10,
thank you. Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you so much. We are 80%. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following? Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Heat not burned tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears just a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Two years in college.
You have a
one my associate.
Associate's degree? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
That's what I have too. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following persons describes how you think of your current economic situation, wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
I guess you can say it.
You live in the city?
Yeah.
Okay, that's urban. That's a city.
Okay.
No problem. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong or not strong?
Strong.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. Now, this was our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. You have a wonderful night. Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.